Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. I'm Natalie Van Gundy. Students receiving certain education vouchers for private school tuition in Memphis are performing slightly better in reading. But Laura Testino says, according to new data released by the Tennessee Department of Education, those students are performing the same in math as students at local public schools.
The department published the scores in an annual report released this month, chronicling the performance of its Education Savings Account voucher program. Results showed Memphis students receiving vouchers in grades 3 through 11 are making incremental progress year to year, similarly to students in public schools. On average, students receiving ESA vouchers underperform statewide proficiency rates on the TCAP tests. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Laura Testino.
Two off-duty Memphis police officers have been arrested for drag racing. Aaron Fleming says Albert Green and Raphael Willingham were arrested on Sunday around 2 a.m.
The two cops were both charged with drag racing, a felony in Tennessee. Online court records, however, label their arrest a misdemeanor. It's unclear why. Tennessee Highway Patrol trooper allegedly spotted the two men on Winchester Road in Hickory Hill driving at, quote, a high rate of speed. They were both driving Corvettes. Green and Willingham's arrests come amid the ongoing federal law enforcement effort in the city known as the Memphis Safe Task Force. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Aaron Fleming.
More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Happy, happy, happy to everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. This is the day that the Lord has made. What are we going to do? We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I'm your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, right here on the Dr. Talisa Show, where we're having those conversations that truly matter to our community and our culture. And one thing about when things matter to our community, we have to have people that is dedicated to advocating and talking and making sure the needs of the community is being met, especially the needs of some of my under-resourced communities. And one thing about, I'm super excited to have Oscar D. Love Jr., the Executive Director for the North Memphis Community Alliance, CDC, and Cliff Stockton, the Board Chairman for the North Memphis Community Alliance. This tag team duo, y'all, they are on fire to making sure they keep the flame going strong in the North Memphis community. Welcome. Hey, Oscar. What's up,
hey,
Cliff?
Hey, hey. How you doing?
Amazing. Always great to have you all, because y'all always my boots on the ground, baby.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it's always amazing to be with you.
Oh, you're so
I mean, I cannot give you enough accolades, my sister. You are out here in the community blazing the trail, showing us how it is done. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Kudos to you. You got the billboards all around town. And you know, I didn't even know that you were in that part of the marketing business, if you will.
I keep my hands in everything. Because I need to, because I have the community to take care of.
Y'all
so
better
I
ask,
have multiple streams of income so I can help somebody. My folk, right?
Yeah, you better ask somebody about Dr.
Teresa
Franklin.
I can't have my folk with my screen, boo. I got to have multiple screens there. Right.
Well, hey, you are certainly doing it. Like I said, you are blazing the way, and you're showing us how it's doing. I mean, big accolades to you.
Thank
and again, it's just always a pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank y'all for what you do. And before we dive in, I want y'all to do, because you know a lot of times people, like they say, they hear the glory, but they don't know the story.
Right.
Or why you do what you do, because
right.
I tell people, what's your why? If
right.
you're doing something, tell me your why.
Right.
If your why ain't lining up to your mouth, then it really ain't your why, right?
Right.
So kind of tell us, literally, Oscar, why? Why do Oscar Love fight so hard for North Memphis?
Right.
And kind of just tell us.
Oh, it really just, I mean, to serve my people and to serve my God. I believe that this is my ministry. I believe that this is truly my calling.
Mm-hmm.
I have had such a strong desire in my heart for as far back as I can remember to be a blessing to others. And then especially to my people. Oh, I just love my people.
Mm-hmm.
I just sincerely and truly love my people. So in any capacity that the good Lord can call me to serve, I am willing to go. This opportunity, when it presented itself to serve the folks in New Chicago, in the North Memphis community area, man, I tell you, I put my hand to the plow and I have not looked back.
Yeah.
And it's been heavy sometimes, but overall, it's been a tremendous blessing and I'm just thankful to be used.
I love it. I love it. Oscar, you are doing the work. Thank you so much. Cliff.
What's going on?
What are you doing, my brother? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm holding on.
Who you are, because people don't know. That name is a some name in the good city of Memphis.
Well, I'm just named after my father. I tell people all the time that he didn't leave me any money, but he left me with a good name.
Okay.
So, that's important.
Yes.
And so my father was the first African-American hired at the Memphis Area Chamber of Commerce in 1969, shortly after Martin Luther King was assassinated. And his job was to be a mediator between the white community and the black community, mm-hmm. and bring in jobs to this community, which was sorely needed at the time and was still needed until this very day. So that's it. That was his claim to fame, and I just happened to be his son. That's all.
I love it. So you know what? You have it in your DNA to be a bridge, and I've seen you be bridges by bringing people back on both sides, how we can work together. So why is the North Memphis Community Alliance so important to you, being that you're the chairman of the board?
Well, a lot of people... when we first got started, we said, well, he's not from North Memphis. And I've said myself, even to you and Oscar, that I'm from South Memphis. Mm-hmm. But my dad, who we just spoke of, had North Memphis roots. He grew up in Dixie Homes.
Yes.
And we also went to Collins Chapel CME Church, which was affiliated with Collins Chapel Hospital, which is on Ayers. Mm-hmm. My dad used to be lifeguard at Tom Lee Pool. I used to spend time at a lady by the name of Harry Mae Simons. She was the first black female principal in Memphis City School. She lived on Hastings. So I do, for those that want to know, I do have a North Memphis background. I know what I'm talking about. I've been there and done that. But just by when I was presented with this opportunity, I said, this gives me an opportunity to go back to where my dad was from and do some positive things. Because I remember as a child, the Boys and Girls Club used to come to him every Christmas and present a gift or a toy, a token of appreciation. And so I just want to give back to a community that is in need, a community that has a lot of potential, and that if we work it, it can be one of the greatest communities in Memphis.
Amen.
Absolutely. And you know what? I believe that. Anybody know, I love North Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
From North Memphis, lived in Douglas and still there rest of my life. But I actually have a retirement where I lived in Scudderfield, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, if you ever lived on the third floor, you know there was something special.
That's right.
Memphis, right. So I've been blessed to be from North Memphis from one end to both ends of North Memphis. And I have seen the landscape of North Memphis change.
Right.
There has been times... North Memphis, we were the pillar. We had everything. We was a self-sustaining community.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we need some help.
Right.
And we need our hands on deck.
Right.
You know, and so with what you all are doing is being their hands on deck to revitalize a community that just sometimes just need a little love.
That's right.
You know, and all of our community. So I sit here and I think here you all are, board chairman with roots of what your father has done in this community, then you're Oscar. But you guys are not afraid to go into the trenches to help the people in North Memphis. Because let's talk about North Memphis. Right now, we're dealing with the blight issue that is in our community.
Big issue. Big
you
problem.
Guys are already working on some positive solution to move the needle in a positive way. Kind of tell me about it.
Well, I'll tell you, big shout out to Memphis City Beautiful, right? They have been playing a huge part in equipping us, giving us the ability to go into the community and make a positive impact. It's been slow going, quite frankly. It has not been going as expedient as we would have liked. We would definitely like to see more volunteers. Mm-hmm. We would like to see more people within New Chicago come out and buy into what it is that we're doing in New Chicago. And that's very important that people have skin in the game,
mm-hmm.
that they make an investment into themselves, into their own community, right?
Yeah.
And so as they go through the community, they can look at the change, they can look at the difference that's being made in the community and take pride in that,
mm-hmm.
and know that they played an instrumental part. and getting that done. Not to get ahead of you, but can I mention about the after school program?
We're gonna come to that.
Okay. I don't want to get ahead of you.
I want to make sure we hone in on the blight, right?
Right. Okay.
Because it's gonna take all of us.
Right.
I get so aggravated when I'm driving through the communities.
Right.
And I see somebody throw some out their window.
Yeah.
And then what I do? I put my hand on that horn.
You do that as well.
I do that because you're making my community.
Oh, great minds think alike.
My children.
I do that as well. I do that as well.
The children that's walking home from school, they shouldn't have to be worried about busted glass bottles. Right. They should be able to walk home in safety.
Right. Yeah. And let me share with you is that we don't understand a lot of times when we are throwing that trash out of our window and not just letting it remain in our cars for that little another 10 or 15 minutes till we get to the house. Right. Right. Come on now. You know it's already trash.
Yeah.
But when we throw that trash out of the window, what we don't understand is that trash ends up in the gutters and in the gutterways and the way of the rain, mm-hmm. right? That trash has to wash somewhere. And the way that the streets and the gutters are designed is that it washes all to the gutter. Now, when we have torrential rainfalls or heavy rainfalls and our intersections flood and our streets flood, mm-hmm. right? We complain, the city ought to do better.
Right.
The city needs to come and clean up our streets.
Do better.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then we go through this water, our friends and family and neighbors, we go through this water and our cars drown out. Mm-hmm. Now we got an expensive repair bill. We're inconvenienced without having transportation. All because we didn't think not to throw trash out of the window or encourage our kids and our neighbors and friends not to throw trash out of the window, because all that really does is lead to the flooding of our streets.
Yeah.
Right?
And so when we know this, how do we solve the problem? Because
that's a million-dollar question.
Think that if we start challenging the people that's in this community, say, hey, don't let nobody throw stuff out of your car.
Right.
Because when something go wrong or we have flooding, we can't get to you as fast because you guys created this problem.
Right, right.
And so what can we do to help you help this problem?
Well, you know, that goes back to having the folks to buy into the blight cleanup, the cleaning up of the neighborhood, right? So encouraging people, when you see our social media posts, when we are on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok or whatever, and we're saying we're having this cleanup on this particular day. Mm-hmm. Join us at Dave Wells Community Center. We're going to equip you with what you need to go out and help us to clean up this neighborhood. Pass that message on and encourage people to come out, because when people join in that effort and they're out there putting in that sweat equity or putting those tires in and piling up the limbs and picking up that trash, they're not so apt to want to litter. Right.
Yes.
And definitely like, hey, man, don't be throwing that trash. I just cleaned up this street.
Yeah,
what are you doing? I just, you know, so that's all a part of that. That's
take
all a part
ownership
of
ownership.
Yeah.
Of our community.
Absolutely. Right.
Listen, we got to go. Hey, y'all, I got to go to break. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa. We're right here talking with the North Memphis Community Alliance CDC, Oscar D. Love Jr. and Clear Stockman. Y'all, listen, it's going to be a conversation that you want to know all about North Memphis. I am Talisa Franklin.
Good job, good job.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
We're going to cover it.
Hey, make sure you put that junior on his name.
Oh, she doesn't have to.
That's important. That's legacy. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? That's why I put it on my name, and I encourage him to put it on his name, because we
you
in the black family, and that's important, because, you know, he has, you know they have a fourth.
No!
They got a fourth. That's legacy. That's legacy. And that's important in the black community, because, you know, we always get that stereotype, right, that you don't know who your daddy is.
He ain't
know who
daddy is.
Right. That ain't my testimony.
I think that when we put that junior on there, we put that tray on there, and so forth, it shows roots in our community.
He don't care.
Nah, because people know that I'm not my dad. You know what I'm saying?
He's y'all two different people.
Beaver, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go. Adios rolling. Dr. Talisa Franklin Show. Episode 37, take 2, and action.
Hey, I'm back to the Dr. Talisa Show. Y'all know who I am, right? I'm Talisa Franklin. I am committed to have those conversations that truly matter to our community and our culture. And when you're thinking about community, I'm talking to Oscar and Cliff right now of the North Memphis Community Alliance, CDC, and we're talking about blight, right? And we're challenging the people to understand we all got to do it together. Because if we don't do it, we're going to continue to have the problems. So now we can be a part of the solution. Cliff, I want to ask you, because you're the board chair. As a board chair, how can people help support the blight efforts that you guys are doing in North Memphis? I mean, so please, I'm from North Memphis. I love North Memphis, but I don't have time to come back and volunteer. What can somebody do?
Well, first you can donate. We could always use supplies, things of that nature. But I remember a story that you related last time we were together. Well, I think you were in Georgia. And you said that the streets were so clean,
so clean
that you felt guilty about dropping anything on the ground. So we need to get New Chicago up to that par.
Yeah.
You know, up to that area where people say, hey, we don't want to put anything here because it's nice and clean.
And but when I tell you, not to cut you off.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Atlanta, I was walking. It was in downtown Atlanta. And, and I had to hold this cup for a mighty long time to find a wastebasket. But what I appreciated, that it was clean. In every street that I walked, it was clean. And I saw other people holding. You didn't even see, like, straw paper on the ground.
Right.
And I was like, this is how we can become the most beautiful city again.
Right.
We got to do it together. You know, I love Mayor Paul Young when he has his own your block. That means if we start cleaning up our own block.
That's it.
Right.
One block at a time.
Do it, right?
Yeah, right.
And so what can people do, Cliff? I had to tell you about that because that was still,
that's okay.
I'm still
impressed by that. Yeah, so we want to get to that point.
Yeah.
We want to start. So when we start, we're going to start at one end of New Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
We have already designated an area, and we're going to take it all the way to the other end of New Chicago, one street at a time, one block at a time. And then you ask, how could people help? So if you can't come, donate.
Yes.
Donate money. So because we use some community service people that need to complete community service projects.
Okay,
and still, we still have to buy water and trash bags and a little fuel, like a little food, maybe a pizza, oranges and things of that nature. So every little bit helps. So if you want to help and you can't help physically, you can help financially.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I think I love to challenge people that I know that sometimes life be like it. And we be busy.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, as my granddaddy would say, as a pastor, you can sin go. That
That's
means
right.
if I couldn't go to the church, I can sin not go, right?
That's right.
That means I can give a little money to the church.
Like that's right.
And
like
so
that.
I'm just, you know, I'll tell you about in a minute, my schedule is overwhelmed, but what's your cash at? Let me just send something, right? Especially if it's something that I believe in, right?
Right.
And I keep telling people there is no amount too small to give.
That's right.
Because I don't have a lot of money. What you have and what I have and what we have more together.
That's right.
Go.
That's good. That's right. That's correct.
And I'm going to adopt that sin go. I'm gonna
sin go.
Yeah.
Baby, listen, I get it. Just sin go. You know what I'm saying? Just sin go, man.
I like
go.
That.
So not only is the North Memphis Community Alliance working on blight, but now you guys have an after-school initiative that's over at Dave Wells. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so we got our marching orders in May of this year, right? We got our official 501c3 status, right? So we had already had things staged, sitting on ready, rocking on go. And we hit the ground running with a summer lunch program. So those same individuals that we aligned ourselves with to be able to do that for the community. Big shout out to Kishmar Kibble and his wife. What is his wife's name?
Mrs. Kibble.
Mrs. Kibble. And you know what?
Here's crazy.
But you know what? That's how we that's how we address her. Yeah, we address her as Mrs.
That's
Kibble.
What I know her as.
That's what we call every time we talk to her, Mrs. Kibble. So, but a big shout out to them for their help and their assistance and coming along beside us to provide this to the community. And also to Ms. Young over at Day Wells Community Center as well for her help and assistance in allowing us to have a facility to logistically be able to have this for the community as well. So what we've done is we've taken that summer meal program, and now that school is in, we're extending that to an after-school meal program, right? And we partnered with Memphis Literacy, right, where they are going to come in and we're going to offer a tutoring program to be coupled with that as well.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
How? What's the age group?
So we are targeting elementary to middle school kids right now. We are reaching out to Colwell Guthrie Elementary as well, because we want to make sure that we incorporate them in the effort. And I tell you, the need is there. The need is there. Let me share with you real quickly. So they're at Dave Wells, the YMCA. Okay. They have a program that is that they implement there at Dave Wells, right? Which is and basically along the lines of what we're doing.
Okay.
So you might say, why would you do this? Why redundant. Right, exactly, right? Well, here's the thing. The why, God bless them, and I'm sure there's rhyme and reason as to why they do this. There's a small nominal fee that the parents of these children pay for their children to attend this program, right? Mm-hmm. So now here comes the tearjerker. At least it was for me anyway, Dr. Franklin. Okay. Talking with Ms. Young over at Dave Wells Community Center, she, as addressing the needs of the community, you know, see a need, fill in. We want to know how we can be useful, instrumental there in the community. So we're talking to the people in the community.
Yeah.
And she shares with me, she says, there are children that come into the center that are not a part of the YMCA program, whose parents perhaps, or should I say obviously, cannot, don't have the wherewithal.
Gotcha.
Okay. To have them to be a part of that program, but they're still asking for food. They're still asking for meals, right? And she is saying, I have to turn those babies around.
Wow.
I have to turn those babies around because I can't let them into the WISE program because
they can't pay.
They can't pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's where we come in. That's where we stand in the gap. See, being a CDC in our mindset is more than just new housing development, housing rehab, economic development, right?
Yes,
how can
yes.
you preach the gospel to a man whose stomach is grumbling, right? So we have a holistic approach where we are approaching the community right where they are with the things that are really, truly tangible to them with the, that they are struggling dealing with on a daily basis,
right?
And now that we are addressing those needs, now perhaps we have your ear where we can talk to you about keeping your streets clean.
Wow.
Right?
70% of MSCS students are below proficiency in reading.
Yes.
It's very important that we do something about the literacy of our children. Reading is fundamental. In everything in life, you got to know how to read.
Yes, Lord.
You have to know how to read directions. If you go out, I've traveled the country extensively. If you don't know how to read, you're in trouble. You get in the airport, don't know how to read, you don't know where to go. You know, so you know, the key to education and life is reading. You have to know how to read.
Yeah, you
got to know how to read, and we got to work on that. It's sad that the statistic is what it is. 70% reading below level. Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Yeah.
That means kids are graduating not knowing how to read, and it's more than just repeating words and memorizing the ABCs. Reading has to do with comprehension. Because you got to be able to understand what you read. You can read all day long.
Yes.
But can you explain to somebody what you just read
exactly.
in a competent manner? You know, so it's very important that that we teach these babies how to read.
What I think is also more important that for the children that parents cannot pay, we're making them feel, I know what that looks like.
Yeah.
So
do I.
Coming
so do
from...
I.
That I couldn't go on field trips so that we would just be stayed at home so we didn't have to have the embarrassment of sitting in the classroom while everybody going on a field trip. Or everybody got a snack and you don't have a snack. And if you do get to go on the field trip, you know, my God bless my grandparents' soul, their baby was barely gave me a dollar. What was a dollar? Right? But that was all they
had. Right.
It was like, you got to pay for the field trip and it's all I need. So I had to be very mindful of where I spent that $1, right? But we as adults, we know what that looks like. So we got to all jump in and say, we're going to be the village to help underwrite these children. Then you have people say, oh, well, their parents got money. You don't know what the... Many parents don't make but barely $1,000 a month. And God forbid if they got a child, or God forbid if they got two, they don't have a lot of liquid funds. So what? Well, somebody may have liquid, an average parent don't. So you guys are filling in the gap.
That's right. We're standing in the gap. And so pleased and very happy to do it. And honestly, the initiatives that we have listed and lined out for the North Memphis Community Alliance, this is the first of many. So, I mean, we're just beginning to start to make noise in that community. We got a little sidetracked when we were slated to have the jail moved into our community. So we had to pull away from the core of what we wanted to be.
Because that was an at-need request of the
Absolutely. And so we had a little detour.
Yeah, and I tell people in life and ministry, you still got to be fluid, right?
That's right.
You got to be able to shift.
Right.
I can't be one, you know, one all be all.
Right.
How do we shift if you're going to truly represent the people, right? I'm doing a thing now called Moving Memphis Forward. I didn't have time for another project.
Hey, I've been keeping my eye on that. I'm liking it. I'm loving it. Yeah, yeah.
But I know it's needed. So I have to be fluid for the needs of our community. I love my community.
There you go.
And so, y'all, listen, I'm your girl, Dr. Talisa. We'll be right back because we're talking more about this good community, y'all. It's a good community called North Memphis. We'll be right back right after this. One of y'all, somebody's phone over there. Y'all know my nerves is bad. Phone went off. It's on it's on silent, but the vibration.
That probably was mine. That probably was mine.
Okay, yeah. Sit up there. Just sit in
You can hear it. You can hear
that. And then y'all up there talking too loud. And you know my bipolarism, my ADHD was picking it up.
Bipolar.
They know I'm all though.
Can you still hear me? Because I had to touch this thing, and so I don't know if I knocked it off or not. We still good.
Is that still on?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because I know not that, honey. We're going to run it all together. Yeah, what you telling me? No, it's 24. I got on 36. I got 2 12s. Now I count the last 6. I count the railway. Shoot.
All right, here we go. Audio is rolling. Cameras are rolling. Dr. Talisa Franklin Show. Episode 37, take 3. And action.
Hey, I'm your girl, Dr. Talisa, right? And you're on the Dr. Talisa Show, where we're having those conversations that matter to our community and our culture. I'm super excited to have Cliff and Oscar with me with North Memphis Community Alliance, CDC, that's actually about doing the work for North Memphis. You know, they have this big blight control piece going on. And then not only the after-school program that's going on at Dave Wells, but also they were able to shift when the needs of the community said no to the jail, and now, of course, there's no jail that's happening in that community. And so, Oscar and Cliff, let's just deal with that shortly. How did you guys feel to see that you had a victory of everybody fighting collectively?
The name of our organization is North Memphis Community Alliance.
Okay.
And the reason that that name was chosen, because we wanted to ally with other people. We wanted to line up with other people in North Memphis. And we were able to do that somewhat successfully. It was a little rocky at first, but things came together. And we showed the community how working together works.
Yeah.
And we all put our own agendas to the side and came together for this one common cause. And it was really powerful to see that happen. It was really powerful.
Yeah, and that meant something because you said everybody put the silos together and everybody worked at one. And now you saw the power of one.
Right.
Of everybody working together.
Right.
But when you think about that, Now, that's off the table. What would be, in your opinion, the best land usage for the old Firestone plant?
Come on, talk about that, Cliff.
Well, personally, I think we need to create some type of economic development center.
Okay.
Right there in New Chicago. First of all, the land has to be remediated first before anything can be done.
I was gonna say that, yeah.
It is a brownfield. It is contaminated. It is documented. I think certain parcels have been remediated, but the 71 acres as a whole has not. So before any development goes on there, mm-hmm. it has to be remediated. But I would like to see economic development there. I'm going to tell you what I would like to see. I would like to see the Isaac Hayes Performing Arts Community Center.
Oh,
we're not just
that.
Isaac Hayes from New Chicago.
Let me say this. He attended Manassas High School, right? And just absolutely iconic. Come on now. Absolutely just iconic, not only in that community, but in Memphis as a whole. I mean, an absolute musical genius.
Yes.
And then you follow his acting career. The man had chops. I mean, so, you know, there's so many different layers to Isaac. A really fantastic songwriter.
Yeah.
Wrote some of the most beautiful music that the world has ever encountered. And for that man to be right here out of Memphis, right there out of Manassas, we want to pay homage to that. That is a thing for Cliff and I. We really want to see that come into fruition, where we have an Isaac Hayes Performing Arts Center.
I've never heard this. I just come up with that because y'all didn't tell
me. No,
we've been sitting on this for
Memphis. Memphis has a rich music heritage.
Yes.
So does Manassas High School. Before Isaac Hayes was a man by the name of Emerson Abel.
Emerson Abel
taught Isaac Hayes. But before Emerson Abel was a man named Jimmy Lunsford, who toured with Dizzy Gillespie and all the jazz stars back in the golden age of jazz. So Memphis has a rich music heritage that we need to capitalize on.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, not many people know that Aretha Franklin was born right here in Memphis, Tennessee, mm-hmm. over in South Memphis on Lucy.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why we don't capitalize on the birthplace of Aretha Franklin like we do on the birthplace, not necessarily the birthplace, but where Elvis Presley lived, you know.
Right.
So I think Memphis being a convention and visitors city, that we need to capitalize on things like that, on Isaac Hayes being a Manassas High School Tiger who started his music career right here in North Memphis in New Chicago, and that Aretha Franklin started, you know, the Queen of Soul started her was born right here in South Memphis, you know. Mm-hmm. I think we need to capitalize on that. I don't think we do a good enough job doing that.
So, I believe that and I receive that, but we have to make sure we have the right people at the table that's going to be advocating.
Right.
Because when you think about other places that has things in other people's name, they have the right people mm-hmm. with the right heart and the right agenda for the end goal, and that's why we see that EP road the way it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now we have to now challenge, especially the people that look like them, what's your agenda behind the cameras, behind the scenes? Are you truly advocating for us to push their names and their brands out after they're passed?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because 2026, as you well know,
mm-hmm.
the city, the county commissioners are up.
Yes.
Each and every last seat.
Yes.
Also with the school board. Each and every last seat is up.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important, because we have to have the key people.
And the
mayor. And that's it.
And the register. And
yes.
If you ain't registered to vote, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Right. And do register to vote. You know,
yes,
if you can, I say all
your
the time.
Do count.
Yeah.
I say,
that's right. I say all the time, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Yes.
You know. And I say this about black men. Let me challenge black men.
Come on.
Black men don't vote. They'll talk stuff in the barbershop, but they won't go to the poll.
Come on.
So black men, y'all got to go to the poll. Register to vote. Start instead of just talking trash in the barbershop. Go to the polls and make your voice known.
Right.
Your vote does count. Don't get tricked. Don't be tricked by the enemy.
Now,
your vote does count.
I have to jump in here, and I have to add this on, piggybacking to what my brother is saying. If you don't believe that your vote counts, just go down to a county commissioner's meeting. Go down to city council. A lot of the ways that we affected change when pushing back against the jail coming in New Chicago is that we brought to the commissioner's attention that, look, the community is looking. The community is watching. They're seeing how you are voting on this thing. And that was important to them.
Okay.
That was important that they be seen in a good light and that they be on the right side of history.
Yes.
So that lets you know that they are they're in tune to the importance of that vote. Now, my brother Cliff here, he can share with you how much money is spent from candidates that are running for various different offices.
Right.
These people aren't spending small fortunes.
To get
into these political offices if not for soliciting votes.
Yes.
So your vote does, and it's very important that we vote in these local elections.
Yes.
Very much so important that we vote in these local elections because those are the individuals that affect our lives on a daily basis. Mm. We pay attention to what's going on statewide, sometimes, federally, definitely. But then when it comes to local elections, we just tune out, not understanding that it's those individuals that sit on our city council, that sit on the commissioner's office for our county. It's those individuals that definitely are affecting our lives on a day-to-day basis, decisions that they're making.
So what is, now shift to me, what is the North Memphis Community Alliance CDC is going to do for voter engagement, vote awareness, and get people registered to vote?
Well, let me share with you that as a CDC, we cannot... we have to tread lightly when it comes to actually being involved in politics. We cannot outrightly endorse any particular
candidate. But I'm just saying, get people to come out and vote. So you have to be
here. Yeah.
It ain't about Democrat or Republican.
Well,
it's about getting the folk to the polls.
We did the backpack giveaway, which you came by, at Dave Wells, we had a voter registration set up. We are encouraging people to register to vote.
Yes.
We're encouraging people at events that we have. Are you asking people, are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
You know, and some other things I'm involved with on the side, if you will, you know, you encourage people to vote. You know, I'm trying to put together some forums, some candidate forums, you know.
Yeah, so the people will know.
Yeah, so the electorate, what I found out years ago, the electorate is ignorant. It doesn't mean you're stupid, doesn't mean you're dumb. It just means you don't know.
So
I endeavored to put together some forums to educate the electorate on some people don't know what the mayor do. Some people don't know what city council does.
And you're right, because I have people say, so I said, baby, that person don't even have that. You need this person.
Right.
And I love to help people because I hear people say, the pothole, that ain't got the mayor, that's the state.
Right.
And then you're talking about, well, the school ain't doing this. Baby, Memphis City Council can't do nothing about the school.
That's the school board.
The school board.
That's
and
right.
The county commission's fund.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We got to know our rights.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
And we got to know who really represents us. Because in order for us to move the needle and then we can challenge the people that have the wherewithal to see our vision, the community's vision for that community in which they live in.
Right. So to piggyback, well, to go back to address your question, is that even though... as I shared with you, we can't outrightly endorse a candidate. However, it's almost impossible to separate what it is that we do and bring about effective change within the community without involving politics, because we have to work hand in hand with our elected officials if we're going to affect change in our community, right? And one of the initiatives or the things that we're pushing for right now is that we want to bring together, if you will, a coalition, a united gathering of nonprofits and CDCs, civic organizations across the city of Memphis. Going back to what you were talking about and what Cliff was talking about as far as us aligning with other entities within North Memphis and us all coming together to push against the jail coming into New Chicago. What we understand and the reason that Cliff was saying we named our organization Alliance, well, we understand coming out of the gate is that when we speak with a united voice, we make a tremendous force.
Absolutely.
Right? So I think it's invaluably important, speaking of, like, for example, the National Guard coming into Memphis. this is a boots on the ground type situation, right? And it should be easy, which currently it is not, but it should be easy for civic organizations all around the city of Memphis mm-hmm. to be able to galvanize under one umbrella and have a mission statement, okay. right? Be able to be on one accord and how we are going to react, how we are going to be proactive, how we're going to address this situation, how we are going to move the community mm-hmm. in regards to situations that come in into the city of Memphis, right? And a lot of that goes towards getting people to come out
yes.
and vote and understand the importance of their vote because, dig this, I'll let you behind the scenes a little bit, right?
Okay.
Let you look a little bit into our mindsets and how we're thinking, right? So to take a page out of Donald Trump's book, right? What has Donald Trump been able to do? He's been able to control the political party by controlling the base or mm-hmm. controlling the narrative of the base. Now, we don't want to tell people what to think or how to think, but we do want to educate them. We do want to be able to enlighten them as to this particular local official is not voting in your best interest.
Ah.
This individual is voting in your best interest.
Yes.
This is what's going on behind the scenes. The reason that this particular thing was waylaid or it wasn't voted on or this person was staying or whatever the case might be,
yeah.
we want to be able to communicate that, right? And one of the ways that we can communicate that is through that united umbrella mm-hmm. of gathering of nonprofits and CDCs and other civic organizations where we are taking that messaging, that narrative, and we're pushing it down through the community so people get an understanding, right, of what's going on in county commission.
I want to commend Dr. Carnita Atwater
yes.
on coming together
yeah.
With us in at North Memphis Community Alliance
yes.
CDC.
Hey,
As many may know, we started off a little rocky.
But hold on, let me go to the right. Wait a minute, let Talisa put some Talisa in. Hey, y'all, I'll be right back right here on the Dr. Talisa Show.
Yeah.
I think that's a twist that people
need. Yeah. Yeah. And they, well, see, the feud was public, so everything else needs to be public as well. You know what I mean?
I tell somebody, when you disrespect me publicly.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Franklin Show, episode 37, take 4, and action.
Hey, y'all, we back. Listen, I tell you, I had to whoosh-a. Y'all know I go overboard, right? But today, it was about to be overboard. So, Cliff, you said something. Oscar, you said something. Because we brought up the beautiful Dr. Carnita Atwater. Firestone Union Hall, love her. She's not afraid to say what she meant, right?
Amen.
And during that time, I think it's imperative that there was a public disagreement, but also there was a public fix, and then I saw y'all united. Help me.
So I did not know Dr. Carnita Atwater personally.
Oh, I can tell you went in.
And so,
Huey's is proud to support WYXR's Raised by Sound Fest. Established in 1970 with 10 locations, Huey's menu includes burgers, sandwiches, and more. More information at HueyBurger.com.
Hey, man, did you lock your car skill?
Yeah, I hit the building. Let me check my keys, though, man.
Where that music coming from, Ronnie? Hey, coming up there?
It's all good.
I know. It's that new group, man. Okay.
Let's get
up the white guys.
And they sold.
They say the place is going up there.
They live on the other side of Orange Mound. That's where they from.
Let's go. Check it out.
Over there by the Beltline.
Skip it.
Watch out, man. You stepped on my toe.
have to beg you to hold me. Cause somebody else will. You don't have to love me when I want it. Cause somebody else sure will. Your so-called friends say you don't need it. When all the time they're trying to get it, I said, you better look out. About to come to an end. Hey, hey, baby, I'm talking about your real, 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 real thing. Show about to end. All those nights I watched the four walls.
I'm Christine. I'm a student at Memphis Theological Seminary, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
No more until you finally let me in. I'ma let your telephone ring till I drive you insane. Until you talk to me again, till I find some way to get over you. To let you go till I find some way to get over you. Till I find some way, that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, oh, oh. Sugar baby, why drive me crazy?
Join me, Jim Duckworth, for an hour of classic jazz every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. on a show I call Riding in Rhythm right here on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee.
WYXR Memphis.
Listening to WYXR, the station raised by sound, 91.7.